You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, Steeler Nation, and welcome to Striker's Quick Slant, where I give my opinions on the Steelers' stories of the day. And today's big story, obviously, Terrell Edmunds signs a one-year deal with the Philadelphia Eagles, going to the other side of the state. As many of my listeners already know, I wasn't the biggest fan of Terrell Edmunds. I did respect his tackling, I did respect his durability, and I did respect that he was nothing but class while he was here. Great teammate. His Instagram post thanking Steeler Nation and the city of Pittsburgh that just came out a day ago was beautiful, beautifully written. Great guy. He loved the city. He loved the team. He loved his teammates. And that showed through every time he helped out in and around the city. Let's talk a little bit about what he did well. He had 100 tackles in his second year, which he was building on. He had 8 TFLs 2 years ago. Only missed 3 games in his entire 5-year career with the Steelers. That is huge. That is durability. That is someone that is accountable and dependable. And we could always count on him showing up on game day ready to play. But his stats were average for a starting strong safety. If you average the amount of interceptions that he had, 5 total in his career, it's 1 interception a year. Also averaged 1 sack per year. Though as a strong safety, that's a pretty good number. That I'm not going to discredit him for. Those were good plays. Averaged 5 passes defensed a season and 3 tackles for a loss each year. Not a single forced fumble, only 1 fumble recovery. Just not enough splash plays for me. If he is drafted in the 3rd round or the 4th round, you know, I'd expect this, and I probably would be a little bit higher on him. Very solid player, not expect as many splash plays, so probably I wouldn't have been as high on him. But as a first rounder, these numbers are just a flat-out disappointment. I'm hoping DeMonte KZ can fill the shoes and make some big plays for us, as he already has 2 interceptions and 2 passes defensed and 4 games started with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Missed a whole half of the year with pins and multiple fractures in his arm in the preseason leading into the season last year. But Edmunds is now with the Philadelphia Eagles. That's a great defense. They just lost their starting strong safety, so I think it's a great fit for them. Hopefully he can make some plays for them. And obviously I wish you the best, Terrell Edmunds. Thank you very much for your service here in Pittsburgh. Good luck to you on the other side of the state. Quickly, I also want to touch base on Steve Sims, who we also lost today. As far as being a receiver, we didn't lose much. 23 total targets, 14 receptions for 104 yards, no touchdown. That is easily replaceable for 2 games started, 12 games played, though obviously he was our kick and punt returner in those 12 games mostly. Good kick return numbers. Averaged 25 and a half yards, had that big ripping 89 yarder that was almost a touchdown in that one game last year. Exciting returner, though on the punt return edge, not there. 5.5 yards per return just does not cut it in the league. You got to get closer to 10 to be serviceable as a punt returner. You are not. You can be replaced in that respect. Will it be Calvin Austin III? We've been talking about that. We're hoping to get him on the field. Will it be somebody we drafted? Will it be Gunnar Olszewski? Because that is the job that Sims took last year. Gunner's got an uphill battle if he's looking to make this team this year. But if he does, it will be as a kick and punt returner. Now it's time on the show for the quick question coming from SteelerNation.com. If you have a question, go to SteelerNation.com. I have a thread up there every week on the vidcast. You have their questions, you might get your question picked for the quick question of the week. And this one comes from Cooley Man. The first question of the week comes from Cooley Man. Which position do you hope is the best player available at 17 come draft day? Well, Cooley, I personally think the Steelers are looking at five positions on day one for draft day. Offensive tackle, cornerback, safety, and then to a lesser extent, inside linebacker and defensive lineman, depending on if you can get a stud at one of those positions. If one of those big studs at offensive tackle or cornerback doesn't fall, and my personal safety pick being Branch in the first round, obviously. Offensive tackle and corner, in my opinion, though, probably have the best chance of getting taken there, just if one of those big nasties fall down into that spot. You see a Gonzalez or somebody of that nature, you might be grabbing them or have to take them in that respect. But outside of that, Brian Branch is obviously my pick at safety. So Striker's Quick Slant will appear more often now during the week. So be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Steeler Nation. Share, like, and follow your host at Steeler Nation Striker on all platforms. And join us live at 7 o'clock Eastern Time on Tuesday nights on our platforms, mostly over there at YouTube, for the hour-long vidcast where we take your questions and comments live for an hour each week. Until then, I will be rooting along with you as always. Go Steelers!